Right from the dawn of cinema, writers, directors, and above all, actors would more than embrace the character of Sherlock Holmes.
It has become one of the great parts to play that relaxed control and still be just leagues ahead of everybody else. Never really in danger.
There is a temperature and speed of thought and ferocity to him, which I find difficult to change into. It's the thing I try to make look natural, but anyone who's worked with me on the show will tell you it's not.
Sherlock Holmes is two things. He's a man of action, and he's also a man of deep thought. And these are two things that actors love to latch onto, because when you play Sherlock Holmes, you can do all sorts of running and fighting. But then you've also got those moments of calculation. You've got those moments where the camera comes in towards the face of that brooding actor, where we get right into the thoughts of this man and we get to see something mysterious flickering across his eyes.
I think the screen on the whole has done it pretty well. It's managed to find actors who are good actors and look rather like, because after all, these stories were illustrated. And by a good illustrator, we know what Sherlock looks like or should look like.
It was the story's original illustrator, Sidney Paget, who created the first visual depiction of Sherlock Holmes. It was Paget who gave Holmes his deerstalker hat and his Inverness cape, details that were never mentioned in Conan Doyle's stories.
The Paget drawings are sort of ingrained. They just are. That silhouette and the image of the deerstalker, and it's as iconic as any of the stories, really.
In drawing him so distinctly for a vast readership, Paget not only secured Holmes something approaching national emblem status, like John Bull or even Britannia, but also provided a visual template for future actors playing the part.